Welcome back to the programme. Now, apart from life and death and politics and all sorts of other things, there's something rather important also coming up this afternoon, and that is Ireland versus France. Very important how we get through today. A bit nerve-wracking on all sides. Owen, you'll be there and putting your rugby analyst hat on for a moment. We started out as favourites. Things haven't really gone according to plan.
No, they haven't. But what I'm hoping today, Marianne, and what I'm appealing, if there's anyone listening, players included, and supporters, get over the England game at this stage now. And I think it's like a...
Recover.
Exactly. And we have recovered, you know, to a degree, two games since, one against Italy, one against Scotland. People are saying we weren't great against Italy. No, we weren't. And Italy are not a good side. Yeah, we struggled. There was some major misfires by some players, some uncharacteristic plays by Ireland. I can see in my mind's eye as we speak two plays, Stockdale, a pass to Keith Earls, didn't go to hand, and a similar pass at the very end of the game, and there was 14 points gone a-begging. There we started the game at a 5 metre line out, and every player, every club loves that. We're on their line.
Yeah.
We can practice our play, or go put in our play that we've practiced 10,000. Next thing is overthrown and we lose, and
we haven't been doing that.
No, we hadn't, and we did it in that particular game. But anyway, my appeal now is just get over this England thing. I think we're good enough to win today. I'm very conscious that the French are coming with their tails up, but they've only won one match. We've won two, they've won one. They played Scotland, and I'll have to say, you know, you'd have to admire their tenacity at the end of that game. The game was over. They had the game won and they kept it alive for 8 minutes until they got the fourth try. Yeah. And out of that, the nation has sparked with hope again.
Yeah.
So we need to burst that bubble today.
Yeah. You'll be going?
I will indeed, yeah. Very lucky through the kindness of strangers. I have managed within 24 hours of kickoff for two separate Six Nations to manage to get tickets at face value. So I'm delighted to be going. But I mean, no one's completely correct. Look, We lost against England.
These things matter psychologically, don't they?
They do.
Well, the first game always matters in the Six Nations. When the Grand Slam is off the table, it just changes.
Yeah,
it
would be better if we got all these errors out of the way now and didn't have them for the World Cup.
I'm not counting any chickens here, because we have to play France today, and we have to win, and we need the 5 points, if at all possible, which is four tries. That's all very difficult. We need to go to Wales then, and supposing we beat Wales, yeah. So there's two big ifs in there. I'll say that, Marion. We could actually be handing the championship to the English, because if they win next week, we're going to report as points. So maybe we really have to get over this now.
Ian.
Well, in any event, speaking probably as the worst fly half Lurgan College Force ever had, I leave the professional judgment to Owen in this particular one. But I will say, I've been walking around South Dublin today, doing my bit for the Irish call, for the Irish cause, by greeting every French man and woman that I've met with, allez les verts.
Marion, can I remind people of some factors that are at play here today? You know, the French, they beat us in 16, that was away. You have to go back to 2012 for a French win in Dublin, and since then we've had two draws and five Irish wins, and that won our fire and one win for France, and that was away in 16. It is Joe Smith's last game here in the Aviva in a competitive game in the Six Nations.
Will it be?
Yes.
And he's playing one of his favourite teams. Yeah. We've 13 of the 15 starting the same as who beat New Zealand in November. So it should look like everything getting back on track. Conor Murray and Johnny Sexton have the game time now that people kept saying that they needed. A lot of what was wrong against Italy was just really bad mishandling of the ball. All of those errors should be
these things
gone by now. That nervous reaction to losing against Italy.
And we got
gone.
The start of the weekend.
And we won against Italy.
And we got the start of the weekend we wanted. The under-20s down in Cork Friday night had a wonderful victory over the French, and they have secured the championship even with one game to play.
So, and they're playing fantastic.
And all the odds are kind of with us. So it was a horse, you'd be kind of saying, here is the favourite we're going on. But as we know from the England game.
Yeah, I know. And we don't like being favourite anyway. And the women didn't have a good night last night either, which was a great tragedy. This will be Joe Schmidt's last one here.
Last Six Nations game here. There will be two warm-up games before he goes on the World Cup during August, but really they'll be giving out free tickets for those ones. But the point is, you know, there'll be nothing at stake in that particular game. Players try to put up their hands for the World Cup place. So this is a big one for Joe Schmidt. Similarly, we might be talking about it next week, Warren Gatland's last Six Nations game in Cardiff will be next week as well.
God, there's a bit of Irish history in both of them at this stage, isn't there?
A lot to play for here now today.
There is. By the way, will you be going to the World Cup?
Unless you want to send me, Marion. At the moment, no plans.
I don't think we have that. Were you surprised by Johnny Sexton last weekend?
I was disappointed at the end. I accept that he was absolutely frustrated. He has been targeted. I believe referees don't give him the protection that they should be giving him.
Yeah.
At the same time, he's quite vocal to referees, and I can see how he'd get on their nerves at times. Yeah. And I think he was just... it was a bit Marino-esque, really, the manner he came off.
Something shifted in him since the Leinster-Munster game. Yeah, he was very cantankerous that day.
He got hit. Witcherly hit him in that Munster game that you're referring to there. That was on the end of December, down in Thomond Park, and he was hit late, but not overly dirty, but late, and he kind of lost the rag a bit since. Yeah. I was a bit disappointed because what disappointed me in it, that there was a player, Carthy, was coming on from Connacht for his first cap, obviously a big occasion for him, and I would have preferred Johnny to actually kind of encourage him onto the field.
Right.
Nevertheless, we won the game.
Okay, and let us pray that we will do the same wise thing today.